Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Have you ever heard of a sleep divorce? It could save your marriage. What's it all about? Let's check in with the experts.
HealthWise with Dr. Wider, the Anna and Raven Show.
Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Jenna, you told me a stat about sleep divorces, and I was like, say what?
Feels like something my grandparents did.
I know. This is absolutely crazy. This statistic comes from a study that was done by the American Academy of Sleep Medicine. One third of the people that responded to this questionnaire have decided to divorce in their bedroom, where they're now putting a wall between themselves and their spouse. So people are sleeping in different rooms because people are getting a terrible night's sleep, sleeping with their partners, and have decided they need to sleep divorce in order to save their marriage.
One of my good friends did this. Her husband is a massive snorer. She likes to watch TV at night. He does not. So they decided that they were just going to sleep in different rooms. Being me, I was like, yeah, but like, isn't that not good for your marriage? And she said, why? We're both sleeping better at night. But isn't there something to be said about just being together and that human touch at night?
Well, and so that's really the issue, right? What we know is, you know, if you look at the people that have commented on the study, what we know is that poor sleep can definitely worsen your mood. And people that are sleep deprived really are more likely to argue with their partners. So this may have the added benefit of increasing the positivity in the relationship.
I mean, it sounds like a miracle, practically speaking here, doctor. My wife used to say there was absolutely no way that we would do this when it came to my snoring. But she's been talking about it more and more lately.
There are people, especially old school relationships, like if you were to mention this to my mom's generation, she would think this is absolutely crazy. You know, you just put up with it through like sound machines and earplugs. But I think that people that are in these relationships, and we're a bit more progressive nowadays, find that moving into your bedroom can actually help your marriage. And so I think there are people that are not going to tolerate this, people that want to snuggle. But even if you want that extra touch and snuggle, there are people that are hopping out into their own room, you know, when it's time to actually go to sleep.
Now, when you sleep in your own bed in a separate room, does it matter if you're in a twin bed, or if you're a full bed or a queen bed, or just as long as you're on your own?
Right. You have to go back to being a 12-year-old. Can I get some sheets with transformers on them?
I think a lot of couples are used to a queen or a king size bed. If you look at the studies, the majority of couples definitely have at least a queen. Going into a twin can be tough, but for a lot of other people that don't move around in their sleep and are kept awake tossing and turning for their partner, I think they'd be happy to sleep on a futon, to be honest, to get away from that noise that keeps them up.
Right. Sometimes the couch is the best.
How would you suggest bringing up to your partner that you want to get a sleep divorce? You love them, but you don't longer want to sleep with them.
My husband and I actually went through this because not only he's a practicing doctor, so he'll be called at night. His beeper will go off. He falls right back asleep, and I'm tossing and turning, waiting for the beeper to go back off. And then he starts snoring, and it's like game over. I'm tossing and turning for 2 to 3 hours. So when he's on call, we actually sleep in separate bedrooms. And I brought it up to him saying, listen, I'm not getting a lot of sleep. I'm absolutely exhausted. And he was so relieved, to be honest, because he feels like if he snores, he'll jostle himself awake because he's concerned that he's keeping me up. Took all of that pressure off of us. So the nights that he's on call, he just goes into a spare bedroom. And I'm telling you, it's the happiest I've ever been in the sleep department.
All right, so maybe a sleep divorce is for you. 1 in 3 Americans, like couples, right? That was a stat?
1 in 3.
Staggering, really.
Amazing. And I bet it's more. Yeah. I bet it's more.
All right, you want to learn more about Jenna? You can head to drwider.com. Thank you so much.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.